It's probably very, very difficult for you to listen to shiur now. I can tell you it's very difficult for me to give shiur now. But in terms of the personalities of all four of the Kedoshim who were murdered yesterday, Hashem Yikom Damam, I think they would have wanted us to learn and to grow in our learning, to expand our learning. So we will learn Le'ilui Nishmatam, Le'ilui Nishmas Rav Moshe, Rav Yitzhak Asher, the other Kedoshim, and also certainly for the Refuah Shlema, Refuah Nefesh, Refuah Haguf of all of the Pitzuim, including Shmuel Yerucham Ben Bela, the others as well. I don't have any understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, ways. I just know that we have a braisa in Brachos on the Heyamad Aleph, Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'kulon Lo Nisanan Ela Al Yidei Yisurim, Ve'elu Heim, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. In terms of Torah, we say that to make a Kenyan Torah, a person, not to learn Torah, you could learn Torah without Yisurim. To make a Kenyan Torah, you want a Matana. You want to be Kone Torah, that's Adam Kiyamas Bohel. That requires Yisurim. That's a tremendous Darga of being Memis Atzma al HaTorah. To be Zocha in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not a matana that was given to individual Jews. Eretz Yisrael is an achuza. Eretz Yisrael is a nachala. Eretz Yisrael is a morasha. It's given to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have to be over Yisurim in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the Matana. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yisurim hopefully will already have reached the point where there would be already enough Yisurim. Okay, we left off over here on the Lamed Beis. Okay, I'm talking to myself. Let's just try and put ourselves back in the framework that we had did, that we have a principle, Ein Adam Loke Umashalim. That's a given. That's the given, that's the hanocha of our entire sugya. That's it's Machlokes, Rav Meir and Rabbanan, but that's the shita of Rabbanan. It's a Mishnah in Makos. And Afdalad Amid Aleph, Rabbanan hold, Ein Adam Loke Umeshalem. Given that, how did Rav Yehuda HaNasi bring us two Mishnayos that deal with the same situation, a Maisa Bia with a woman who is an Erva, and in one Mishnah we find that the punishment is going to be Makos, and in the other Mishnah we find that the punishment is going to be Mama. Our Mishnah, Eilu Naros Shemeshamos Knas. Right? So how can you have your cake and eat it? How can we have over here this double jeopardy of Misa and Malkos? Rabbanan have a drasha. K'day rish aso, lashon yachid, singular, rish aso amarachmana. In other words, that you only get, when Malkos and Misa are on the table, only one of them is going to be used. Which one? We'll see. Machlokes, Ula, Rav Yochanan, etc. But only one of them is shayach to be given. How can we have two Mishnayos that imply that we have both? That's the question of the Gemara. And we saw Ula gave an answer. But we have a Tosfos who asks a very, very powerful question. Tosfos, dear Maskel, Ein Loku Mishalim, second Tosfos in the Amud Tema. Perakama de Makos Mashma de Biknas Loke Umishalim. That if we go through that sugya over there in Makos on the Mishnah, where Rabbanan say, Ein Adam Loku Mishalim, the Gemara over there is Mashma that in the world of Knas, and we're talking in our sugya about Knas, Elu Na'aros Shemeshamos Knas, that really there is a Loku Mishalim. De Ko'amar Aplukta de Rav Meir Verabbanan. The Mi'idim Anu Be'ish Ploni Shechayev Chaveru Masayim Zuz. That's the Mishnah. Bishlama Rabbanan Kita Amayhu. Rabbanan have Gzeres Hakos of Yishemusha Achas. Ella Rav Meir Maitaima. Why did Rav Meir disagree with the drasha? If you have a drasha, why would Rav Meir disagree with the drasha? We have this singular Kedei Rish Ato. So the answer is that Rav Meir feels he has a more powerful drasha. What's Rav Meir's more powerful drasha? Gamar mi motzi shemra. In motzi shemra, we have this seemingly anomaly. That's the way Rabbanan would view it. That the punishment of this husband who tried to frame his wife, he tried to claim that she was a zona when in reality she was loyal to him, and it's proven that she was not mizana after they were married. He has to pay her a knas. For that which he did, and he gets Malkos v'Yisro. So, in other words, he gets both. And so the Gemara over there says that Rav Meir learned out Edim Zomamim, which is a topic of Maseches Makos, from Motzi Shemra. Ma Motzi Shemra that we have Lokum Meshalem Hu Hadin Edim Zomamim Lokim Umeshalem. We compare them. So, what does the Gemara answer there for Rabbanan? So Rabbanan say, oh, you, Rav Meir, compare them because you view Edom Zomamim as a knas. So we have Motzi Shemra where you have a knas, and we say you have knas and malkos. So according to you, Edom Zomamim is also a knas, so we're going to be loke umeshalem. But we say, Rabbanan, we don't view Edom Zomamim at payment as a knas. We view it as mamon. That's a machokis, Rav Meir and Rabbanan. In Maseches Baba Kama, how do we view the payment of Eid Zomim, this din of Kashir Zomim? Is it Mammon or Knas? It's really neither, but which is it closer to? In which world does it fall? So Rabbanan say, we are not bothered by that limit from Motzi Shemra, because we view Eid Zomim as Mammon. Avol Knasa, but it appears from the Gemara over there, that had Rabbanan agreed with Rav Meir, that Eid Zomim would be Knas, Yalfinon Shaper Mimotzi Shemra Deloke Umeshalem. That's the question. It's that Ula is the Bala Memra over there. Ula, the Bala Memra, said that the only reason that Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Meir and say you can't learn out Eid Zomim from Motzi Shemra is because they view Eid Zomim as Mammon. Had Eid Zomim been Knas, in Achinami would have said Loke Umeshalem. So the question is, what bothered the Ula in our sugya? The Gemara should have simply said, we're dealing here with Knas. We learn out Knas from Motzi Shemra. In other words, the whole rule of Ein Adam Loku Meshalem is that you never have a punishment of Mammon along with Malkos. But when we're dealing in the world of Knas, Motzi Shemra is a Knas, Loku Meshalem. And had Eid Zomim been a Knas, also Loku Meshalem. And here, by Nara Habesula, we have a Knas, so Loku Meshalem. And so the two Mishnayos, the Rav Yudah Nasi, are perfect. They're in tandem with the sugya over there in Makos. That's the question Tosfos asks. A very powerful question. That the whole underpinning, the whole assumption that underlies our sugya, we just pulled the rug out from underneath it. We're assuming that by the world of Nara Basulu, we should say, Ein Adam Loku Meshalem. But according to the Sugya, anytime we have a Knas, we should learn out from Motzi Shemra and say Loku Meshalem. So Tosfos Al Atar has three Terutzim. I said you could look at Tosfos, in other words, but I wanted to learn with you Dafka, a fourth Terutz, which is offered by Rabbi Akiva Eger, that I put on the Mekoro sheet that I gave you. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks Tosfos' question, that which is found over here in eight lines in Tosfos. He summarized it in two. V'im tomer mechti hacha b'knas kaiminan ha'knasa yalfinan shapir motzi shemra d'loka u'meshalem u'betosfos tamukein. V'yesh lomar, Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to give an explanation which is, in my humble opinion, a powerful, powerful explanation. What does he basically do? What does Rabbi Akiva Eger do to answer this question? Don't we see in the sugya in Makos that had Eden Zomim and Biknas, it would have been learned out from Motzi Shemra? So shouldn't we say also that in Na'ara Basula, since it's Knas, we should learn it out from Motzi Shemra? What does Rabbi Akiva Eger do? Yes? Right. He says that sugya over there is dealing with dealing with a certain internal, intrinsic connection between Eid Zomeim and Motzi Shemra that would not apply to our sugya. That the Knas and the Mammon over there are of a different nature than in our sugya. What is a different nature? What is a different nature? Why could we learn out Eid Zomeim from Motzi Shemra had Eid Zomeim been Knas, but we could not learn out Na'ara Basula? Yes?
Because one necessitates the other. If you're going to have a case of Motzi Shemra, you automatically had the other Isser that required that would make you Chayiv in Mamon, and same thing by Eid Zomeim. If you're an Eid Zomeim, and so you have Kasher Zomeim coming to you, you automatically have a losaneh, a tracker already coming to you.
Masha'in kain.
But here you have any time that you have with an erva, that doesn't necessarily mean that you were raping her. And if you were if you're raping someone, it doesn't mean that it's an erva.
Right. You're explaining it very, very nicely. Just a little sharper. Yes.
The knas and the malkus are for two different reasons. The knas is for nara, and the
right. In other words, we would ask ourselves, how many Ma'asei Aveira do we have in Motzi Shemra? How many Averos is the Motzi Shemra over? How many? 1, 2, 7, 14? 1. There's an Iser in the Torah called Motzi Shemra. He's over that one Avera. And the Torah tells us that in that case, he gets a double whammy. He gets a double punishment. He gets Malkos and he pays. We have one Avera that the Torah says that expands. To a certain degree, that's the concept of Knas. The Knas is over and above. Namely, he's getting Malkos, and over and above the Malkos, he's also getting a Knas. Hu Hadin, in the world of Eid Zomeim, how many Averos are the Eidim Zomeim over? How many Averos? What two? And? Kasher Zomam is a punishment. It's not the Aveira. The Aveira, he's being over an Aveira of saying Eidu Sheker in a manner in which there are going to be two punishments. Namely, you're 100% correct that not everyone who says Eidu Sheker gets two punishments. When you say Eidu Sheker in the manner of Eid Zomam, namely, where you were not there at all, and you are caught in that web of lie that you created for yourself, imanu hayisem, for being over edus sheker in these circumstances. There's no second love for being over edus sheker in this circumstance. You're getting a double punishment. Those are that the Gemara said had Eid Zomeim, had the second punishment be knas, then we would have viewed these two as loke u mishalem. However, in our situation, when this person were to rape his sister, how many averos is he being over?
Two.
He's over the Iser of Ones, he's raping a woman, and he's being over the Iser of being intimate with his sister. That's Arayos. He's being, it's one act, but it's two Maisa Avera. Who says that in that case, Loka Umeshalem? Here we have the rule of Rabbanon, Ein Adam Loka Umeshalem. The only exception is when you have one act, which is one Avera with two consequences. Then you can have Loka Umeshalem. What you have to do when you're reading Rabbi Kiveger is just understand his terminology. When he uses the word ma'aseh, he doesn't mean an act. He means a ma'aseh aveira. He means a prohibition. And so, yesh lamar demotzi shemra lekola melaf, ela kahahi demotzi shemra. You can only learn out to situations which are not parallel, but which are equal to motzi shemra. The shnei onashim mitzad oso ma'aseh aveira. I'm going to read it into the words. In other words, not mitzad oso ma'aseh. We also have two punishments for the same act of bia. But over here he means it's for the same ma'aseh aveira. Shech mira Torah lekanso. That we find sometimes the Torah views a ma'aseh aveira as being so chamur that it's going to give a double whammy. V'amrinan hecha sh'atorah hechmira leknos al ma'aseh. That, according to Rav Meir, what is that equation? That's the equation between motzi shemra and eid zomim. Yalfidim eid zomim. The gamkin hamalkos hashlumin shnehem mikoach maaseh de eidu sheker. We have one maisa aveira of eidu sheker. Then chamir kans al tarazo. Not only do you get kasher zomim, you also get the malkos of losaanem. Ashenkin hacha. Onesh Malkos Eino Inyan Laoso Maase Aveira Shekansa Torah. You know, it's if you live with your sister with her permission, then you also are over an Iser of Arayos. It's not because you're raping her that you get the Iser of Malkos. Doha Benara Da Alma Ika Knas Velo Malkos Ha Malkos Umishem Iser Arayos Eino Inyan Leknas Kahagavna. That's a very, very powerful distinction, and therefore we can put aside for the time being Motzi Shemra and Eid Zomim, even though we're going to come back to it in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring it back in. But, in other words, those two, in other words, would be the exception that Tosos is speaking about where we find Loka Meshalim. It's not that the Gemara indicates that we say Loka Meshalim in all Knasot. The Gemara means that any Knas which is similar to Motzi Shemra, where you have one Maisa Avera and a knas on the table, then we get Malkos, then Loka Umeshalem. Sheenkein, if we're dealing with two Maasa Aveira, which coincide into one act, into one Maasa. Okay, that's, again, Tosis gives three other answers, but Rabbi Kiva Eger's answer really goes to the core of the uniqueness of Motzi Shemra and part of the uniqueness of Eid Zomim. Okay, so the Gemara pointed out that according to Ula, Alma Kasavar Ula, right? Alma Kasavar Ula, that when we have on the table Mamon and Malkos, and we have this drush of Kedei Rish'as, they could only have one, which one does Ula choose? Which of the two do we give the individual when both are on the table? We give Mamon. That is our Mishnah. Whatever we do with the Mishnah and Makos, that's an Ukimta, where there is no Mamon. Why is there no Mamon? Because she's a Bogeres that knocks off Knas, and she's a Shota that knocks off Boshes and Pigam, and she's a Mafuta that knocks off Tsar. So when there's no Mamon, then you get Malkos. When there's Mamon, then you get Mamon. When there is Mamon, right, then we say that you pay Mamon and not Malkos. The Gemara was bothered. Menale, how did Ula know that? How did Ula know that? Menale la'uda la'ulaha. Where do we see in the Torah a situation where theoretically there could be Malkos and Mamon, and the Torah itself chooses Mamon? And then we can learn from there that in all cases where there's Malkos and Mamon, we have the Beis Din has the obligation to choose Mamon. Menale la'ulaha gamar mechovel b'chavero. Ma chovel b'chavero di'ika Mamon u'malkos. Malkos, what Avera are you over? In Chovel? Pasuk begins, Arboim Yakenu, and continues, two more words. Lo Yosef. that the Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to give more than the 39 Malkot. Were he to give more, he'd be over an Aveira of Chovel. He would be injuring the person. So we find that there's an Aveira to injure someone, to be Chovel, to be Mazik, an individual. And we also find Mamon, right? Shifto Yite and Rapo Yerape, Ayin Ba'ayin. We find Mamon. And Bechol Zot the Torah says, Malachovel Bechaveiro, She Di'ika Mamonu Malkos, but Mamona Meshalim Amilko Lo Loki. But the Mamon overrides the Malkos. Av Kol Hecha Di'ika Mamonu Malkos, Mamona Meshalim Milko Lo Loki. This Gemara says, no. Chovel is an exception. Malachovel b'chaveiro shekein chayav b'chamisha devarim. At this point in the Gemara, what is the Gemara assuming? What is more chamor, mamon or malkos? Again, everyone agrees that misa is more chamor than mamon. Everyone would also agree that misa is more chamor than malkos. But when we're dealing with misa and mamon, which is more chamor? Why am I even asking the question? Because we have a pasuk in Kriyat Shema, b'chol levavcha, u'b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol ma'odecha. Right? That you should worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your whole heart, be willing to give up your life, and be willing to give up all of your money. What question could you ask? If you're willing to give up your life, then surely you'd give up your money, but the answer is that there are many people who would rather give up their life than give up their money. Namely, this is totally in people's personalities. What is more chamor? Your money or... So in terms of life, we view life as being more chamor. Those people, you know, are wrong. But in terms of yisurim, there are many people who would rather, you know, climb up Matsada than take the cable car because it's free. Right? In other words, you'd rather go through yisurim You'd rather go through Yisurim than to pay money. Assuming there's no kef involved. You know, you're all alone at night and no one knows v'chulei. But you could, you know, but it would cost money. So the many people would rather push themselves than pay money. So the question is, in the Torah's eyes, which is more chamor? So the first daya is that if your life is not in danger, it's a question of your physical punishment or paying money, we would view it as what? What is more chamor? That the chumra would be in the realm of mamon. The chumra would be in the realm of mamon. That we give the individual the punishment which is more chamor. Like in the world of Kamei Midrabini, when you have misa and mamon on the table, so we give misa instead of mamon. When you have mamon and malkos on the table, we give you the marchama, we give you the mamon. But over here, why couldn't we learn out from this mamon? Because what is the nature of this mamon? It's super chamor. There are five punishments over here. In other words, that maybe over here, the super mamon takes precedence over malkos. But if it would have been just a normal mamon, a normal run-of-the-mill nezek, then malkos would have taken precedent over mamon. So maybe over here, machov v'chaveiro sheken chayav b'chamisha dvarim. Maybe the reason we give mamon as opposed to malkos is because this is a super chumra in the world of mamon. This is a mamon that would override malkos. V'i mamono l'kula, and if we say no, that we give mamon not because it's more chamor, but even though it's more kal. We give mamon even though it's more kal. Why in the world would we give someone a punishment which is more kal? Who is bothered by this question? Tosos. As Tosos asks this question, v'yim tomar it gure itkar. In other words, is this person going to be gaining from being over an extra? In other words, an additional avera shenidon bekala hachi parach beperak hanisrafim gabi mishne schayim v'shtei mitos. That we know that the misos bezin are divided into two categories. There are those that are more chamor and those that are more kal. What if a person is over simultaneously a misa which is more chamor and a misa which is more kal? Which does he get? Clearly the more chamor. Because were he to get the more kal, we'd say that, you know, by being over more averos, we're going to be makil on him. So what's going on over here? Why should we give the mamon if it's more kal? So what is Tosas' answer?
He says because then your friend loses out.
That over here, there's another factor in terms of the loss of the individual. V'yashamar d'shayni hacha Chos Rachmana Amamono Shel Nechbal. That had we only been viewing the perspective of the Chovel, so for the Chovel, Malkos is more chamor than Mamon, so we should give him Malkos, but then the poor Nechbal is out. He doesn't gain anything from the fact that the Chovel is getting Malkos. He lost. He was in the hospital. He had doctor bills. He wasn't at work. You know, with Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, Boshes. He looks funny. Everyone laughs at him. In other words, all of that, where you know, is a reason to put the mammon on him, even though it's kal. But then we have it. The Gemara says, but it may be too kal to be learned out to other situations. Shekin hutar michlalo bebezdin. What does that mean? That why would we view the Aveira of Chovel as being a less of an Aveira than, let's say, Mazik Mamon? Mazik Mamon, in other words, would be more Chamor than Chovel. Why would we view it that way?
In the case where we are able to be Chovel.
Because Mazik Mamon, there's no heter of anyone at any time to be Mazik the money of someone else. But there is a heter to be Chovel. Bezdin has a heter to give Malkos. Namely that Chovel is that which sometimes yes, sometimes no. Huter Michlalo. So you can't learn out from Chovel because if we view the money as being Chamor, but maybe it's too Chamor to be learned out from because it's more Chamor than other money. And if we learn that the reason you pay money is because it's Kal, maybe it's too Kal to be learned out because Huter Michlalo Bezdin. So Chovel can't serve as a makar. It can't serve as a source of a principle if we're dealing with a case which is either too chamor or too kal. Ella, we have to be able to learn out from like a normal case. Like where do we learn out the principle that on a lav, a normal run-of-the-mill lav, you get malkos b'chlal? From which lav? Which lav do we see that lo sachsom shor b'disho? That's a normal run-of-the-mill lav. Our boy Yakenu, right? In other words, that since we find Malkos by Lo Sachsam, so we find Malkos by every love. But over here, the fact that we find Mammon by Chovel, we can't prove anything because it could be viewed as either being too Chamor to be learned out from or too Kalf to be learned out from. Ela Gamar me Edim Zomimim. Ma Edim Zomimim, Ika Mammonu Malkos, Mamona Meshalem Milki Lo Loki. Again, we pass like Rabbanan. Rav Meir holds in Edim Zomim, really, we do get both. But according to Rabbanan, we get the Kaasher Zomam, and there is no Malkos that overrides the Malkos of Eid Zomim. Afkohe Chadika Mamonu Malkos Mamona Meshalmu Milki Logoki. Again, we're talking over here. We're talking over here about what seemingly is a normal case. So when it says no, Ma Eidim Zomim Shekein Einem Tzrichim Hasra. That's a real Chumrah, right? That classically, in order to be able to get any punishment like Malkos, you need a hasra. Inu zomimim are punished without a hasra. Ve'im amona lekula. And if we say the other way around, that the reason that the mamon is paid is not because mamon is more chamor, but in order to compensate the one who was being framed. Im amona lekula who. Shekein lo asu ma'aseh. That here we find that this is too kal because we would view it as not a normal case of a lav. A normal case of a lav, you get malkos when it's a lav. Sheyesh bo ma'aseh. And here the Edom Zomamim didn't do a ma'aseh. They only spoke. Okay, this is what we have over here in the Gemara, that the two models, the two theoretical models for the world of two theoretical models for the world of Meshalim v'Ein Eloke, both of them are very exceptional, L'kula and L'chumra. And so how can we learn out from them? So what's the Gemara's solution? We have a concept of Hatzad HaShav, El'agamar Mitravayu, that when you put the two of them together, then we look for the common denominator. The common denominator takes away all of the side issues, all of the chumros and the kulos, because the chumros are unique. We have one unique chumra to the world of Eid Zomim, Ein Bo Hasra, one unique chumra to the world of Chovel, Chamisha Dvarim, we have a unique kula in the world of Chovel, Hutra Mechol Bebezdin. We have unique kula in the world of Eitz Zomem, that it's Dibur. And so all of those fall out, and we have a Tzad HaShaveh. Maha Tzad HaShaveh Shebeinehem Di'ika Mamonu Malkos Mona Meshalim Milko Lo'loki, Avkol Hecha Di'ika Mamonu Malkos Mamona Meshalim Milko Lo'loki. Let's stop at this point, because the Gemara then moves over to ask a question on the Tzad HaShaveh. But classically, B'chol HaTorah Kula, this is a classic Shas Sugya. You can't learn out from A, because it's an exception. You can't learn out from B, because it's an exception. Let's learn out from A, B. The exceptions then neutralize one another, and we can learn from the common denominator of A and B. Think for a minute about the Kulos and the Chumros that we find over here in the world of Chovel, and in the world of Eid Zomen. Are these Chumras and Kulos, in your mind, on the same plane? Or are we talking about a quantum distinction between the world, the Kulos and Chumras of the world of Eid Zomen, and the Chumras and Kulos of the world of Chovel? Chamisha Dvarim, right? Is, in other words, on what plane is this a Chumra Yaseira? Purely on a quantitative plane. Quantitatively, this goes beyond a normal Chiyuv Mamon. The normal Chiyuv Mamon takes into account one factor. Here we take into account five factors. Okay, it's a technical Chumra. What about the Kula of Hutar Mechlalo Bebezdin? Does this, what? It's more qualitative, correct. But again, it's a question of the size of the set of the Avera. That we're dealing over here with an Avera which is not 100% an Avera. 80% of the time it's an Avera. 20%, 10%, 5%. How many times does Bezdin give Malkos? 5% of the 1%. It's not going to be an Avera. Okay, so we have over here a Kula and a Chumra. Really, these are enough to break a Hekesh. It's enough to break a Bamehatsai. It's enough to break it as being a model. But we're dealing with aspects that are relatively minor. Masha Enkein by Eid Zomem, the fact that you get a punishment without Hasra'ah, what's the purpose of Hasra'ah? What's the purpose B'chol HaTorah Kula of Hasra'ah? Lahavchin
Bein
Shogeg U'Mezid. Because the Torah doesn't give punishments across the board. All the Torah's punishments are gradated depending upon whether the person did the act. B'shogeg, b'mezid, b'ones. Korbanos are only b'shogeg. We have a situation where you're only going to be chayev kares if you are a mezid. But we have, in other words, the fact that Eid Zomen, we're going to punish him even if he claims shogeg. I didn't realize. In other words, what happened was Reuven came over to me and told me that he knows that Shimon is a murderer. And if I will just tell the story with another aide, then Shimon, who's really a murderer, Reuven will show me a film, right, that Shimon is a murderer, we'll be able to take care of Shimon. And so they tell this story, and then they get caught in the lie because of Nimona Hayis, and they claim, I didn't realize that if I'm really talking about a murderer, I just make up a story, but he's really a murderer, I'm going to get killed for that. I didn't realize. Or maybe I knew that I'm not allowed to lie, but I didn't realize the kasher zaman. That's also a concept of shogeg, right? In the world of Shabbos, if you say, I know I'm not allowed to be mechalal Shabbos, but I didn't know it was skila, right? That's also a shogeg. So the person can claim, I know you're not allowed to lie in court, but I figure that's perjury. So perjury, so I won't be the mayor of New York or the governor of New York. I perjured myself to say that. So I'll lose my political position. I didn't realize I'm going to get killed for it. That's also shogeg. Also, by Eid Zomen, that's going to work by everything. It's going to work by Avodah Zarah. It's going to work by Shabbos. It's going to work even by murder. I can get off the hook for murder if I claim shogeg, that I didn't realize that killing this baby, you know, or is the equivalent of killing an adult. I didn't realize that a mercy killing is really usur in halacha. I thought I was doing the fellow a favor by listening to him and helping him commit suicide or whatever. That, you know, it's the hasra is to prevent that. The hasra says, don't you know that if you help that person commit suicide, that you're going to be chayav misa? That's the hasra. Why don't we have that by Eid Zomeh? And the problem of Ein Bo Ma'aseh, that we have X number of exceptions to the rule of Ein Bo Ma'aseh. In other words, Eid Zomeh is not listed in that list. I gave you a page. Right? So the first makar is a Gemara in Shavuos. Amar Rav Idi Bar Av and Amar Rav Amram. Amar Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Yossi Haglili. Kol lo shasase shebetora lav sheyesh bo ma'ase lo ken alav. She'ein bo ma'ase ein lo ken alav. Chutz, three exceptions. Nishbar, Meimer, that's the one who makes a tmura, u'mekalel eschavero b'shem. Period. That's the Gemara. In other words, Eid Zomeh is not listed. Each of these has a special makar. Eid Zomeh over here is not listed. It's an exception. So, namely, the exceptions of Eid Zomeh, the kula and the chumra of Eid Zomeh, appear to be like in a totally different realm than the kula and the chumra of the world of Chovel. So over here, there is a very, very special mahalach that Rav Soloveitchik, it's not printed to the best of my knowledge anywhere. Well, maybe Rav Reichman has it in one of his books, but maybe it is printed in Rav Reichman's book on Baba Kama. But in any case, until Rav Reichman printed his book, it was considered to be a tradition from that the Rav had, not from Chaim, but from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Tversky, Hashem Yikom Damam, was named after his great-grandfather, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, so we'll say this also as a iluy for his neshama, that we have over here a Rambam, which appears to be, in the language of Rabbi Kivegim, a Rafsin Igra. Simply, like, it goes through the floor. Rafsin Igra really means it goes through the ceiling. But in other words, a person walking on the Igra, on the roof, falls through. And namely, it just is very, very difficult. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Chaf Halacha Dalet, is talking about the world of Eid Zomeh. And in the middle of this halacha, in Perek Chaf Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, this is in the second line, the second to the end of the last word, Ve'ein le'Eidim Zomeim Shgaga. We know Eidim Zomeim has no din of Hasra. Namely, that Eid Zomeim has no p'tur of Shgaga, Lefi She'ein Bama'asa. Namely, the Rambam took the two exceptions that we have in our Gemara, the one Lekula and the one Lechumra, and said, these are not two exceptions, these are one. These combine. Ein le'Eidim Zomeim Shgaga. Why? Because Ein Ba Ma'aseh. That somehow these two make sense inherently, logically, that they should be interconnected. And the Ravid goes ballistic. Ein Le'Zomeim Shgagam Avram Zehatam Lo Yadati Mahu. I can't for the life of me make any sense of this Rambam. What does apples have to do with oranges? Eid Zomeim is unique in the world of Hasra'a L'Chumra. Eid Zomeim is unique in the world of Ma'aseh L'Kula. Why link these two? In what way are they possibly linked? The im mitnesha amar hakosuv Torah achas yihyeh lachem lo'oseh b'shgaga. The Rambam wants to create a new drasha that the Torah, when it speaks about shgaga, speaks about Ma'aseh, oseh b'shgaga. And therefore the Rambam says, well, therefore since Eid Zomeim has no Ma'aseh, there therefore is no concept of shkaga. So imkain megadef ledas haram chachamim lo yehei ba hasra'a. If a person curses God, lo aleinu, that's an aveira. Chachamim hold it's an aveira she'ein ba ma'aseh. We're going to say that he's going to be killed even if he wasn't aware that it was a chayav misa. Ein sa lo yehei tzarech hasra'a, that every time we find an exceptional lav, She'ein bo ma'aseh. Is there not going to be hasra'ah? We don't find such a thing. We don't find that at all. Lehefech, the Megadeth in the Midbar, he was warned, right? That we didn't know which Misa, but he was warned he's going to die, but we didn't know what to do with him.
Is that hasra'ah today, in
That would not be a meaningful hasra. But the rabbi just pointed out, we don't find this rule anywhere. We don't find that we link ein bo maaseh with a lack of hasra. Vada yuan requires a hasra to give malkos. In other words, in nishba, in tmura, anytime you're going to have malkos, we need a hasra. He just gave the example of megadef because it just appeared to him to be so off the wall. But what's going on over here in this Rambam? So, what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father is as follows. That the... the classic world of the Torah deals with 365 Maasei Avera, plus minus. 365 Maasei Avera. The punishment that the Torah gives is because this individual ignored the fact that the Torah said that the act that he is doing is a Maasei Avera, and he is punished for doing the Maasei Avera. Whenever we have a punishment which is connected to a ma'aseh avera, we have to ask ourselves, what is the quality of that ma'aseh? Was it done b'mezid? Was it done b'shogeg? Was it done b'mered? Was it ba'ones? Because different ma'asim have different qualities, and the punishment would be commensurate to the quality of the ma'aseh avera. Megadef, in Achinami, there is not an act with one's hands, but the dibur is his ma'aseh, and he's chayav for the dibur ki'ilu, it was a ma'aseh. However, in the world of Eid Zomim, here we have an anomaly, that we don't have a ma'aseh avera for which we can necessarily punish the person. Because what are we going to say? The ma'aseh avera is edus sheker. How do we know that he lied? Maybe the people who were mazim him lied, right? He says Reuven killed Shimon. Two people say you were with us on that day. You weren't with them at all. How do we know, in other words, who is telling the truth in this situation? Why is this different necessarily than a case of two people say Reuven killed Shimon? Two people say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. There we say it's treyu trey, it's a suffix. Here also, the chora, we don't have a clear ma'aseh avera. I'm aware that Rishonim deal with this question. The Gemara deals with the question. In other words, there's a concept of chiddush. But when the Rambam over here uses the phrase lefisha ein ba ma'aseh, he doesn't mean ein ba ma'aseh as opposed to it doesn't mean a physical act as opposed to a thought process or a process of speech. He's dealing over here with ein bo ma'aseh, meaning that the nature of the din of Eid Zomim is not because you did a ma'aseh avera, but rather it's because you did an act which gives you the standing of an Eid Zomim. There's a concept in conceptual halacha of a chalot shem. A woman who receives a ring is an eshet ish. That's a standing in halacha. She has a status, a halachic status. When she is given a get, she has a halachic status of being a divorcee. We have a halachic status of being a Jew. We have a halachic status of being a goy. We have different concepts of chaloshem. There's also a chaloshem of an eid zomim, that a person who goes through a certain protocol gets this chaloshem of being an eid zomim. Like a woman who goes through the protocol of chalitza has the chaloshem of being called a chalutza. That there is a protocol that one goes through. Here also we have this protocol that one goes through and one gets the chaloshem of an eid zomim. And therefore, explains Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, That's what it means. Ein bo hasra'a lefi she'ein bo ma'aseh. Since Eid Zomeim, there is no Maisa Avera that we could put our finger on that this is the cause of his punishment. Rather, his status is the cause of his punishment. Therefore, there's no din of Hasra. Hasra is to give a nature, to give a quality to an act. When you have a Maisa Avera, we want to give a quality to that act. But if we're not punishing the Eid Zomeim for the act, we're punishing him for having the status of Eid Zomeim, then there is no need for hasra, and that namely that Eid Zomeim is different than all other lavim. All other lavim, you are punished for an act, and then hasra is a necessary condition to understand what level of act we're talking about. In a situation where you're not punished for the act, then there's no need for the world of hasra. Yitachen. That Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Shiurim says something similar, which he was bothered by the same problem. Maybe he says the same thing. Maybe it's just a question of terminology. Hinei HaRambam, right after about the fourth makar I put on the page, the Hilchos Eidus Kosev Ein Leidzam Mishkagla Fi She'ein B'Maaseh Lefikach Ein Tzrichen Hasaga Hasra. The Hasaga said, "I don't know what you are talking about. I don't know what you're talking about." And he asks a few more questions, and then he answers. V'nira perusho, in the end of the fifth line of Rav Elchanan, v'nira perusho l'das harambam d'chiyuv kasher zomam hu memela, b'lo ma'aseh mechayevet klal, elo oso chiyuv hitilu al hanidon nofel aleihem, by the classic of Shemo Maisa, Ika Dover Hamachayevo Avero Salav, Av Shemo Maisa, there's at least Dibur. Avo Eidzomeim Leka Shum Dover Asher Bishvilo Mitchayevin, Elachigu Chiyuv Nofel Aleihem. That the Chiyuv of Eidzomeim simply comes upon them because, what Rav Moshe would say, because of their status. Kamo Biyerusha. Mehanidon. It's as though a person receives a Yerusha, he didn't do anything, it's Memela. Simply, he has a status of a Yoresh, and he gets the Yerusha. So over here also, that's what he wants to explain, the concept of Akasher Zamam, that which he wanted to do, reflects back upon him. Shemashi Ratzu L'chayevo, that now they are Chayev. But again, it's not a question of a punishment for an act. The moment you have a status of kasher of an Eid Zomeim, then the kasher zomam falls on your head. Al kainin chayavin elach hagmar din, that only that gives them the status. Afshe halav avru b'hagadasan, that the maisa they did speaking, that was way before them. Kodu gmar din, but they're not chayav for the maisa. They're only chayav for having the status. The status has a lot of conditions in order for it to be. To be chal on the individual. The beauty of what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is saying is that yitachen, that we have such a category. You can ask yourself, 365 lavim that we have, is Eid Zomeim the only exception to the rule? Do we have 364 that you're chayav for doing an act, and Eid Zomeim is the only exception? So there's a Ramban in Chumash who puts Eid Zomeim into a grouping of 1, 2, 3, 4, that it's a grouping of four in which the Torah uses the same phrase lema'an yishma'u v'yero'u, that in these situations we want the Jewish community to see what is going on and to be deterred from doing this particular act. So he in the Ramban is over here. It's the third source that I gave you in Perek Kaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches. The Ramban, for our purposes, begins with So let's read in the beginning. Ben Sora Umora, we know, is an exception. Al Das Raboseinu Eino Katan, a Katan Potem Mikol Onshim Shabbator Mikol Mitzvot, Avalu Hamevi Shtei Sa'arot. It's a person who's on the cusp of moving from a katan to a gadol. V'hinei yesh alav shnei onashim. Ha'echad shehu makre ove v'ima umam re'osam. If we ask, what is he doing that is so terrible that he gets a death punishment? He's not listening to his parents. Hasheni shehu zolel v'sovei over amashin steveinu kadoshim tihiyu. And secondly, he's a glutton. V'ne'mar od oso tavodu ubo tidbakun. Kasher pirashin itztaveinu l'da'as Hashem b'chol derecheinu. He's not acting the way a Jew should act. Zolel v'sovei yodea derech Hashem. V'al haklal, if you think about it, ein bo ata chet mavis. In other words, Chazal already were bothered that these averos of not listening to your parents or being a glutton and not living within the realm of kedoshim tihyu, of being imitating a kadosh baruch hu, ein bo ata chet mavet al shem sofo hu nidon kamo shizkir raboseinu. V'zeh hatam b'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro, ki lo hu mat b'godel chet'o. The punishment is not commensurate to his ma'aseh avera. He is basically being punished as a deterrent for the community. That we find a whole category of averos where the maisa avera is not mechayev the punishment. The punishment is coming for a broader universal reason. A, we have Ben Sorer Umore, namely, in the language of Moshe Soloveitchik, he's being punished for the shame eid zomen. V'chein hiskir kein b'zakein mamre, l'fi she'ein b'ho ra'ato chet she'iroi lamuspo. What is this zakein mamre doing? He is learning a sugya the way he feels it should be learned. But the thing is, he's in the minority. So rather than being nichna to the majority, he stands on his own. You hold that... That mavir, that when you light fire on Shabbos, you're chayav skila, I hold it's only a lav. And even if we have a vote, and I'm outvoted, I'm still going to hold by my opinion. Rak lo hasir ha-machloket min ha-Torah kerei shepirashti sham. He is being killed for a greater good, if you want to. He is being killed in the name of Rav Moshe for having the shame zakein mamre. V'chein be'edim zomimim, neheragim, they are killed. V'lo hargu, they had bad intentions, but lemaisa, it was never carried out. V'chein, that's a third category. And yet they're killed, even though the maisa avera that they did was not one of murder. The maisa avera was one of edus sheker, but they're killed. V'chein hiskir b'mesit, the one who would try to convince another individual to be obed avodah zarah. In other words, the person who he tried to convince me of Avodah Zarah ran to Besdin. He wasn't Obed Avodah Zarah, and we're going to kill the Mesid. What did he do? He said something, but it never was carried out in reality. Okay, so this is what the Ramban points out, that we have four situations where the Torah uses the phrase lema'an yishma'u v'yiro, where the punishment is not commensurate to a ma'aseh avera. According to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, yitachen that we have 361 averos of ma'aseh avera. Classically, they are actions. Sometimes we have exceptions where even dibur is considered to be a ma'aseh and will bring about a world of punishment. There, you are punished for the ma'asa avera. In those areas, the hasra'a is necessary. However, we have four situations where a person is killed because of his status, that he goes through a certain protocol. There's a protocol of how to become a ben sore umora, how to become a zaken mamra, how to become a mesit, how to be an eidzomim, and they are punished for that protocol. Within this line of reasoning, one would understand our Gemara says Eidzomim can't be a model for Ein Adam Lo Kehu Mashalah. Why? Because it has a schumra of Ein Bo Hasra'a, has a kula of Ein Bo Ma'aseh. Within the framework of Moshe Soloveitchik, we're choosing that which defines the Eidzomim. He is not. This is not like Chovel, which is a classic ma'asa avera, but has a chumra and a kula. This is a situation which is sui generis, which is totally unique in the world of Maase Aveira. The Ramban points out we have a few other points that link in with this, but this is not the rule. So the fact that Eid Zomim we find Meshalim Vein Oloke cannot be used as the rule. Right? So over here, the Gemara then says, but Bechol Zot, even though it is not a classic Aveira, it can be brought into the world of Bameh Hatzad. It can be brought into the world of Bameh Hatzad. Ma Hatzad Hashava Shebendika Mamonu Malkos, and you pay Mamona Meshalim Malko Lolaki. So also in all such situations, we have this world of Mamon Umalkos. Okay. Just again, before we continue in the Gemara, we have over here this Tosis that we skipped. Alma Kasavar Ula Kol Hechadika Mamon Umalkos Mamona Meshalem Milki Lo Lucky. Right. That... How do we know that Ula viewed this as a rule? Because he wanted to apply it to the world of Nara Basula. In the case of Nara Basula, when the two are on the table, the Malkos and the Mamon are on the table, we give Mamon, and that Malkos kind of read that this is the rule. That's the, you know, it's the context of Ula. Tosas over here asks, in Tomer Menola Lahashas, Dilma ba'alma savra milki laki umamono lo meshalem hacha dafka hu meshalem mamona de goli kra kedamrin and le'el na'ara na'ara ha na'ara. Namely, as we saw earlier in the Tosos Yeshanim, we can't escape the fact that our Gemara raised the fact that na'ara besula appears to have a sort of an inner contradiction within itself. That on one hand it says that you pay a knas, and it says velo tiye le'isha, that in addition to paying the knas, we also have this concept of lo tihiyeh li'isha. And we discussed, is that an onesh? Is it a different category in terms of lo tihiyeh li'isha? But in the world of our Mishnah, the mamzeres, the achoso, etc., we don't have a lo tihiyeh li'isha. So the Gemara in Kaftesim and Beis learned out from na'ara, ha-na'ara, etc., that we include these in the knas, even though there is no lo tiyel isha. Once we have this gzeres hakosov, asked Tosfos, how do you know bichlal that you couldn't add anything from the world of elu na'aros? Just as we pointed out that we can view in the sugi over there in Makos, the combination of motzi shemer and eid zomim as an exception, because there's a certain uniqueness. In the world of Na'ara Basula, we also have uniqueness. We have a Gzeira Sakosov. Maybe the reason that you pay money in this situation is because of the Gzeira Sakosov of Na'ara, Hana'ara, etc. What does the Ri want to answer here? V'nira l'Ri... Dal korchach svirli mamona mashale milki lo laki, mid the barbinon mechad kra chieve lavin, u mechad chieve krisus. The e ba alma milki laki, dilma chad lechieve asay, vechad lechieve lavin, afal gav de ba alma lokeve eno mashale. Aval chieve krisus lo. Mishum de beinon isha sheyesh la havaya, uki rabbanon de amri kedushin tovsin bechiyevei lavim. Namely, that the moment that we move over to the psukim, what other issues do we have? The moment that we want to move back to daf kaftesim and aleph, what other issue do we have? We have to define what does it mean velo tiyel isha. Does it mean velo tiyel isha that there has to be the ability of getting married, or there has to be a marriage without a masa avera? Right? In other words, what over here is included in the tihya? We saw a machlokas on daf kaftes amid beis, and so if one were to learn that that lo tiyel means that we need a marriage without a ma'asa aveira, then we need firstly a pasuk to tell us that we're going to apply the knas even to a world of chiyuvei asei. And then we need a second pasuk to apply it to the world of chiyuvei lavim. Namely, that had we wanted to say that the rule b'chara Torah kula is that normally you should get malkos and not mammon, if that would be the rule called Torah kula. And the pasuk of Nara Hana'ara is coming to tell us that in this situation, it's an exception, you get mammon, we would have to start off from the level of chiyuvei asei and chiyuvei lavin. We would never get to the world of chiyuvei krisus. The moment that the Gemara gets to the world of chiyuvei krisus, kanere that we're open to a different interpretation of the psukim, namely that within the world of we don't need psukim to teach us that we're going to have a chiyuv mammon. We have a rule in general that when you have malkos and mammon, we're going to have mammon and not malkos. That would be our general rule. That we're starting off from. Then we could set up one pasuk to exclude chiyuv elavim, another pasuk, or one pasuk to include chiyuv elavim, another pasuk to include chiyuv krisus. But if you would have to start a step earlier, namely that we need psukim to tell us that there is mammon here in the first place, we would have to start with the chiyuvei asei rather than with the chiyuvei lav. Okay, in other words, what Tosis tries to do at this point is just to take away any questions that would pull us aside from the Gemara's approach. And the Alma Kasavar Ula is taking into account that we have psukim, but since the psukim are used to bring in lav and krisus, it's a given that money is going to be paid when there's money and malchus on the table. That's the given. What we have to do is then to see in what situations we're going to be paying that money. But it's already a given that money is going to be paid. Where do we learn this out from? To learn it out from Chovel, we have a classic Kula and Chumrah don't allow us to learn it out. It's not a good role model. Eid Zomeim is a totally different world of being chayav without hasra'ah and ein bo maaseh, again, which according to Rav Moshe are not stam chiyuvim and kulos, but within the Rambam links them, we're dealing over here, l'chora, with a totally different category. But once we have these two in the Torah, the world of chovel, which is part of the general world of being chayav ma'isa aveira, and the world of Eid Zomeim, which you're chayev for the shame, if we put the two of them together, the common denominator is that when you have mammon umalkos, mammon umashale, milki lo laki. Af kol hechadika, mammon umalkos, mammon umashale, milki lo laki. So the Gemara asks, ma'la hatzad ha-shava shebehen, shekein yesh behen tzad chamur, ve'i mamona lekulahu, shekein yesh behen tzad hakal. This question is very, very difficult. Right? Now the question is, how can we learn about Mehatzad? We have exceptions, but that's the whole nature of Mehatzad. That's what Tosus asks, Alatar Koshev. Im kein lo nilmad od Mehatzad b'shum makom. Aku ikam ifrach otzad chamor otzad kal. In other words, the whole nature of Mehatzad is look at the common denominator, not to look at the exceptional aspects, but to look at the common denominator itself. And over here, the common denominator is that ika mamon umalkos, mamona mashale, milki lolaki. The fact that we have exceptions, we already pointed out, that's when you're learning them one at a time. But once you're combining them, doesn't that automatically take off the tzad hachamur and the tzad hakal? Rashi, unfortunately, doesn't help us over here. He doesn't explain what over here is the question. I guess we have two answers to this question in Tosfos. And then we have a third answer in the Ramban. Did you get to this point? So why don't you tell me?
Embarrassed.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. No one was able to learn yesterday. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Okay, we'll see those three answers. The Gemara you continued though? Okay, so let's leave this as a question. Just when we get to this. Ela Ula Tachas Tachas Gomar. So Ula changes his horses in midstream. At least the Gemara changes according to Ula. We're trying to explain Ula. We're not dealing over here with a hekesh, with a comparison of averos one to the other. We can't build a comparison because our role models don't lend themselves to building comparisons, but rather we're dealing with a gzera shava. A gzera shava, that overrides any differences within the models. We have hacha tachas asher ina, that's in the world of the ones, of the rapist. Uksiv hasam, in the world of chovel, ayin tachas ayin. Ma hasam mamona mashale milki lo laki. Afko hechadika mamona umalkos mamona mashale milki lo laki. Again, Rashi points out, the moment we have a gzera shava, ein meshivin. So we're not going to ask questions. They're not exactly the same case. This has a chumra and a kula, etc. With the gzera shava. In fact, the Torah used the same word. It was meant to bring the halacha from category A to category B. When you learned this Gemara, how did you learn it? The tachas tachas is now we have three cases of milki laki, milki. I'm sorry, of milki laki mamona mishalem or b'chol haTorah kula. Well, what is the bottom line over here of the Gemara? When the Gemara is learning, the Torah tells us a certain din by chovil that you pay money, you don't get malkos. The Torah tells us the same din by eitzomim, you pay money, you don't get the malkos of lotane. And we ask the question, should this apply also to Nara Basula? Gemara says, tachas, tachas. So over here, you'll see Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is Dira Maskil Ela Ula. Rashi is a little farther down the page. Rashi is six lines from the bottom of the Rashi, Dira Maskil Mai Taima. That's Rashi Shita as to what is the concept of tachas, tachas. Okay, with that, the Gemara concludes Ula and moves on to a different approach, that of Rav Yochanan. And then as I mentioned to you on Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, it's going to move to a third approach, that of Rish Lakish. Again, our basic problem is, how can Rav Yehuda HaNasi bring in both Malkos and Mamon if we don't have Malkos and Mamon? So Ula gave his explanation. We're going to have to see Rav Yochanan's explanation and Rish Lakish. So Bli Neder for next time, if you can finish the Tosfos, Shekein Yesh Behem Tzad Chamur. Again, the Ramban, to a certain degree, summarizes Tosfos and adds his own explanation. And then learn the new Gemara from Rav Yochanan Amar until where you have... until the Gemara returns to Ula, until Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, 10 lines from the top approximately, where it says, Deika Boshes Upegam, period. Then it says, Ula, in other words, etc. In other words, the Gemara, that pretty much is the explanation of Rav Yochanan. Then the Gemara has various questions. What did Ula do with Rav Yochanan's proof? What did Rav Yochanan do with Ula's proofs, etc.? So we'll see Bli Neder that Gemara. In terms of Tosfos, so I already told you to see the Tosfos, Tosfos Shekein, Tosfos Ela Ula. There's a little Tosfos over here, Tosfos Yishanim, Menole L'Rav Yochanan. See that one. Shelo Hashem. words, Shelo Hashem Sidat Tosfos, and Mechti we can skip for the time being, Chovel Bechaveru we can skip for the time being. The little Tosfos, the little one-liner of Yochanan Maitaima, see that Tosfos, that one-liner. Okay, those that I'll write it up, but that's what I'd like you to see for next time, if possible. Okay, you said that we should only hear Besaros Tovos, Yeshuos, and Nechamos. Those who want to be Menachem Rav Meir Twersky, the brother of Rav Moshe, so he's coming. He's now in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Har Nof in his brother's home. Okay, we should hear Besaros Tovos.